the story of Ambarish Maharaj. He didn't even commit an offense to Durvasa Muni. At Madhuban on bank of Jamuna in Brajbhumi, Ambarish Maharaj was performing a whole year Ekadasi fast. And it was just the time to break the fast. This was in a previous yuga where all these technicalities were very, very important to observe. So just at that moment when he had to break the fast, Durvasa Muni comes to his house. And he receives him with so much affection. Durvasa Muni says, "I want to take bath, then I will come for prasad." While he was in bath, the Brahmins told Ambarish, "If you don't break your fast now, all the good effects for yourself and for the whole world will be nullified." So with their permission, he took little charanamrit, a drop of water that washed the feet of the Lord. Because according to the scriptures, drinking charanamrit is simultaneously breaking fast and not breaking fast. He took a drop of charanamrit. Durvasa Muni, so powerful, he knew it. How did he know? He was such an accomplished yogi. But due to some pride in his heart, he was outraged. He drank charanamrit before feeding me. Directly, with thunderous anger, he approached Ambarish and began to blaspheme him with horrible words, then created a monstrous fiery demon to kill Ambarish. Ambarish Maharaj did not even try to defend himself. He just offered his respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. "Slay me or protect me, as you wish. You are the master and I am your eternal servant." In that spirit, Ambarish Maharaj simply accepted the Lord's mercy in whatever way it came. Thus the Lord, who always protects his devotees, sent Sudarshan, who killed the fiery demon and attacked Durvasa Muni, who fled. He ran, he flew, he went to Indraloka, to Brahmaloka. Brahma said, "It is Vishnu's chakra, I cannot help you." He went to Shiva Loka. He's an expansion of Shiva. Shiva said, "It is Vishnu's chakra, I cannot help you." He went to Vaikuntha Loka. That was his power. And Vishnu said, "You offended my devotee, I cannot help you. My devotees have given their lives to me, therefore I give my life to my devotees. My devotee is always thinking of me, I'm always thinking of my devotee. My devotee sacrifices everything for me, I will sacrifice everything for my devotee. Your only salvation is to fall at the feet and get the mercy of Ambarish." Durvasa Muni came back to Madhuban, where Ambarish was still standing, waiting to serve his guest prasad. One full year had passed. He did not eat anything that whole year because his guest had not yet eaten his prasad. Durvasa Muni came falling at his feet while Sudarshan Chakra was still right behind him, begging forgiveness. Ambarish Maharaj prayed to Sudarshan Chakra, the all-auspicious servant of the Lord, to be merciful. He prayed to the Lord to forgive Durvasa Muni. Ambarish Maharaj considered, due to his offense, Durvasa Muni didn't eat for 1 year, and sat him down and served him with such love and respect. Another example. A slight offense to Durvas, and he was a victim of anger. A horrible, terrible offense to Ambarish, and he simply took shelter of the Lord, tolerated his mind and senses, and gave forgiveness to Ambarish, to Durvasa.